Good morning, a Wednesday morning, and that means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Well, let's start with something we never want to talk about, but is necessary. The county is warning of scams as vaccine distribution plan takes shape. What are we learning here?
Yeah, so yesterday, the Schenectady County Interim Public Health Director, Keith Brown, he made a statement, and he's joined a couple of other officials around the state and the country, basically warning residents in Schenectady County and everywhere around here to be careful for scams. He said they're already seeing various ploys as this COVID vaccination just gets going. He told our reporter, nobody's going to be cold calling someone asking for your Social Security number. And if they do, call and say, you know, we can get you ahead of the line and squeak you in to get a vaccine maybe earlier than you thought you could. Hang up. It's probably a scam. In the Kappa region, Albany Medical Center will be coordinating this vaccine rollout, and they're really just getting going. So far, they've started with nursing home residents, hospital staff, first responders, but it's a really narrow group of individuals. And he said eventually it's going to wind its way down to other people, especially healthy adults, but this could be weeks and months out. So he said they're already hearing anecdotes about online sellers, fake emails, texts, robocalls. You know, they're trying to steal information. So don't bite, hold off, and coordinate with your local doctor, and they will be, you know, sharing more information about how exactly this rollout will happen, but don't bite.
Now we go to a judge's decision in a Schenectady Police Union lawsuit case that could be precedent-setting.
Yesterday, the state Supreme Court Justice Mark Powers, he's based in Schenectady County, he's been hearing this case where the Schenectady Police Benevolent Association, this is the police union, was challenging the city of Schenectady's effort to release personnel records of a police officer. And this stems from a very high-profile case that happened last summer where a Schenectady cop was kneeling on the head of an individual in a case that sort of had echoes and parallels to that horrible George Floyd fatality out in the Midwest. And in this case, the city was ready to respond and release this information as per the state legislature's repeal of this long-held statute that barred the public from seeing these personnel records. In this ruling, Powers has said, you know what, the legislature was very clear in its instructions that this information should be released. He directed the city to go ahead and release the information, the personnel records. And there's no chance for an appeal on this. The case files themselves were not all that noteworthy, but it's just the precedent-setting case that should sort of open the floodgates a little bit for more release of this information. And I know the Gazette, and I'm sure a lot of other media outlets will be pursuing more of these cases.
He is Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. Joins us on Wednesdays. For more, head to dailygazette.com. Miles, we'll talk to you next year.
See you next year, David.